With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. In court news, a woman accused of murder has formally denied the charges in the grand court. Appearing from H&P Fairbanks, Kendra Martin Bodden entered a not guilty plea to the allegation that she killed Lincoln Silburn in March 2025. Ms. Bodden remains in custody and is set to face trial on November 10th, with it expected to last about a week. A man has denied 11 serious offenses involving three children between the ages of 7 and 13. No identifying details are being reported to protect the identity of the complainants. The allegations span from 2019 to 2025 and include rape, assault by penetration, indecent assault, inviting a child to engage in sexual activity, causing a child to watch sexual material, attempting creation of indecent images, and possession of an imitation firearm with intent to commit a sexual offense. He is remanded in custody at Northward and is set to stand trial for 10 days in November. After 2 weeks of falling gas prices, regular and premium are creeping back up. According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of self-service regular gas has jumped 7 cents this past week to $5.61 a gallon. The average price for premium self-service has spiked 2 cents to $6.06, and diesel is now $6.20 a gallon. That is a 5-cent drop. According to Offreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at Mike's Walker's Road for $5.45 a gallon. On the diesel side of things, refuel at the airport has the cheapest price at $5.48. Folks in Cayman Brac are still paying $6.24. Little Cayman residents, they're paying a whopping $7.29 a gallon. For context, the national average in the United States for a gallon of regular gas has fallen 13 cents to $4.02 USD. And this week,
an extraordinary evening as five of the Cayman Islands' finest music educators and performers come together to breathe fresh life into the timeless sounds of jazz.
Join K-Musica for a very special edition of Music at the Library as the organization debuts the Jazz Collective, Grand Cayman's newest jazz ensemble. K-Musica's Marius Gynas says the program will include several genres, from Dixieland and big band swing to soulful grooves, bossa nova, and even Stevie Wonder's iconic Sir Duke. The show is June 18th at the Georgetown Public Library from 6 to 7 p.m., and you can get your tickets at eventbrite.com. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Three Iranian oil tankers have passed through a U.S. blockade in the Strait of Hormuz for the first time in 2 months. It comes as Tehran and Washington prepare to formally sign an agreement aimed at ending their war. The International Energy Agency says oil stocks in OECD countries have fallen to their lowest levels since 1990. It said releases from emergency reserves accelerated due to the conflict in the Gulf. There have been more Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon. They come despite warnings from Iran that Israel will face a hard response if it doesn't stop the attacks. President Trump criticized Israel at the G7 summit, saying its response to Hezbollah had been disproportionate. Meanwhile, world leaders at the summit in France are expected to discuss the security risks posed by AI and social media later. The heads of leading AI companies are expected to take part. Germany's armed forces are set to increase the number of experiments carried out on animals. The Defence Ministry cited complex military research demands and the global security situation as reasons. A 66-year-old man from Rwanda has appeared in court in the Netherlands, charged with inciting and taking part in the massacre of 3,000 ethnic Tutsis during Rwanda's 1994 genocide. The suspect now has Dutch citizenship and can't be extradited. Sri Lanka's Bribery Commission has reportedly arrested Yoshita Rajapaksa, the son of former President Mahinda Rajapaksa. An inquiry is looking into how he gained admission to the Sri Lankan Navy and the UK's Royal Naval Academy. The new director of the Louvre in Paris says it's running out of steam and struggling to upgrade ageing facilities. The museum attracts 9 million visitors a year to its priceless exhibits, but has been hit by strikes, ticket fraud, and maintenance issues. That's the latest world news from the BBC.